Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. All right, there we go. Okay, so last week, so first of all, welcome audience. I love and adore you. Mwah. We are going live just as a reminder, and I hit record this time. So many buttons. All right. So last week's topic was called I Don't Understand and That's Okay. And we explored. So please go listen or watch that episode. Now, this episode is on, I don't have to change you for you to be in my life. That's right. We do not have to change people to allow them to be who they are and to be in your life and to be in relationships with them. And all of my lovely control freak, you know who you are, are like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? No. So when I say you don't have to change people, before we get into that, let's do a confession. All right. So I basically have spent most of my life managing other people to become who inspire them, to become who I want them to be. And it hasn't ended very well. Because once you start that process of managing, I call it managing people, but it's basically changing them to, either changing them for their best interest, to changing them so that it's more enjoyable to spend time with them, whether it's managing their behaviors, managing their emotions, changing their emotional self-regulation, whatever it is. I've spent most of my life doing it, and which is what makes me really, 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 really fabulous as a holistic sexual wellness specialist, because I can help people navigate that, as well as being a dominatrix, where people want me to use those skill sets of management and change and control. All right. So I fine tune those skills. So yay. But I need to only do that with people who have consented to me doing that with them. All right. And so what happens is, when we spend all this time kind of controlling people, managing people, changing them, inspiring them, changing them for the better, whether that's what they wear, what they look like, what they think, what they, how they operate, how they decorate their house, how they do laundry, how they cook potatoes, you know, everything from mild to major, you know, changing of people. And often what happens, especially in beginning of relationships, is that the other person wants to show up to be the best version of themselves, and so that, you know, they will be picked and they will be loved and they will be liked. And so they will want to please you and do all the things that you, that make you happy, including wearing, dressing, organizing. Eating, fucking, all of it. They will often will show up to get picked, because the fundamental need of most humans is to be loved and to be picked to be loved. So in the beginning of relationship dynamics, whether that's friendship, whether that's work relationships, whether like coworkers, whether that's a love relationship, romantic relationship, sex relationship, in the beginning of relationships, if you have one person that tends to be more dominant and more controlling, or has more of a person, like it's very firm on what works and what doesn't work, and what's, you know, what's the right way to do things and the wrong way to do things, then the other person wants to be picked. And so because they want to be picked, they may modify their behaviors, their actions to meet you. However, the problem in that, in the beginning, it's wonderful. The problem in that is that that person, that's not really who they are, and that's not how they move in the world, and that's not what they think and how they think and how they want to dress or what they want to eat or how they want to eat or how they want to live in their house. And like, that's not who they are. And because it's not who they are, and they were doing it to get picked and so that you like them, eventually rebellion happens. Dun, dun, dun. And resentment happens. Dun, dun, dun. And they become who they are. And the person who was doing all the, you know, changing is like, who the fuck are you? And so that's the first level of it. Okay. So that's the first level of awareness, is that when we just don't accept people for who they are and let them be who they are and figure out ways in which, you know, who they are is works within who you are. Sorry, I got, I'm gonna let my hair go down a little bit here. It's a little crazy. So if we don't allow them to just be who they are, eventually you ended up in a relationship with somebody who they weren't. They ended up in a relationship with somebody that they don't like, because they're, you know, they felt like they sacrificed and changed for you and you still weren't happy. So in the end, this creates disharmony in the relationships. And so depending on their, you know, how they deal with conflict, it can go anywhere from ghosting to lashing out to passive aggressive behavior to, you know, there's all these variables on how that plays itself out. So I'm passing along my own life lessons. Now, how do you just allow people to be who they are? Well, first of all, it helps if you listen to last week's episode on I Don't Understand and It's Okay. The reason often why we manage change, control other people so that we understand them, that they're like us, that they that therefore we feel safe. We feel like there's nothing wrong with us because my partner understands me because they're the same. They move the same way. They act the same way, whether that's in friendship, coworkers, lovers, relationships. There's this idea that that's the kind of the movement of why we need to do that and why we feel like we need to do it. So we talked about the person, the other person who modifies who they are to please you. And then now let's talk about the person who wants to modify everybody. The reason we want to modify everybody is so that they are a reflection of who we are, which makes us feel okay. Makes us feel safe, makes us feel like there's nothing wrong with us, makes us feel good about the need for us to fold the, that we're getting it right. Makes us feel like we're getting it right. Our beliefs and who we are is right. And see, it's so right that this person has changed how they fold the towels so that they can do it right, which means I'm right and I'm safe. And that's all that matters. And so it's in that piece around how do we feel safe in allowing people to be who they are without needing to change them so that we feel okay. All right, let's take this, take a breath for me for a second. How somebody ties their shoes, puts the groceries away, stands in a line, the way that they dress, all of it's fine. Remember, I don't understand, and that's okay. It's okay you don't understand. It doesn't make them wrong, and it doesn't make you wrong for doing it differently or wanting it done differently or doing it differently. Now, here's where I challenge you. In order to be in relationships with other people and not manage them, ultimately control them or change them, how do we do that? How do we just let people be? So let's talk about the laundry, for example. It's like, okay, so if we really absolutely 100% cannot feel safe if the laundry isn't put away in a certain way, if that's like absolutely, like, first of all, I would lovingly invite you to be like, laundry doesn't keep us safe. How it's put away does not keep us safe. You know what keeps us safe? Feeling safe within ourselves. Right? However, that's a whole other conversation, okay? And I've done lots of conversations. I've had lots of episodes about being, you know, a control freak and what that means and how do we heal that and all that kind of stuff. So go listen to those episodes. And if you're still struggling, reach out to me, okay? But, so, laundry doesn't make you safe. But you're like, I can't function with the laundry not being put away the right way. It creates anxiety, it creates panic, it creates a feeling of unsafety. And for whatever reason, I can't seem to release that. Okay. Well, that doesn't mean the other person has to put the laundry away the way that you like it. What it means is you do your own laundry and you put your own laundry away. That's where we start. Okay. We start with, if this thing that that person does isn't right or good enough or the way you need it, because it's within yourself that you need it. Remember, you need it. And lovely reminder, go listen to I Don't Understand and That's Okay. Then it doesn't mean that you want them to do it differently. What it means is that you need to do it yourself. Until you can figure out why you don't need to have this happen this way. So that's in like it's, you know, very specific, like the doing part, all right, and people getting it wrong, all right, and then you needed to change them, and them need to do it differently to please you. And we're not talking about in the dungeon, and we're not talking about consensual, and we're not talking about any of those things, okay? We're talking about non-consensual control. And we're talking about non-consensual needing to change other people, all right? Not consensual, in the dungeon, negotiated power exchange. We're not talking about that. That's a different thing altogether because it's consensual. All right. So, first of all, they don't need to put the laundry away different. They don't need to peel the potatoes differently. They don't need to whatever the thing that you think that they're doing very wrong and is very upsetting to you, they don't need to do it differently. And you're like, yes, call me. Hey, call me. We'll figure that out. This is the beginning stages of why we don't need to, this is how we stop trying to change people, because we want to change people so we feel safe. We want to change people because we want them to mirror back to us that who we are, how we feel, what we do, what we believe is right. And there is no right or wrong. It's whether or not it's serving you. And if this, whatever we're talking about, we'll just specifically to keep it on laundry, is what makes you feel safe, then okay, great. If you want to move out of that needing laundry to make you feel safe, great, call me. Otherwise, doesn't make you wrong for needing the laundry to make you feel safe. But no one else needs to do it that way. Say it with me. No one else needs to do it that way. You have your way, other people have their way. If their way upsets you, then don't have them do it. But I would lovingly invite you, it's really good to surrender and let go. It's very freeing to just accept help from others and allow them to be who they are and allow them to do it the way that they do things. Okay, so breathe with me. All right, now let's talk about belief systems that are not necessarily in line or behaviors that are not in line. Like those were very specific, like concrete activities of like laundry and how to do things and cooking and specifics. Now let's talk about what do we do when, you know, we don't, when, you know, we want other people to move and mimic who we are. So, for example, you know, I tend to be glass half full kind of person. And when I spend time with glass half empty people, the first thing my instincts say is like, hey, how about we see the positive in this experience? Yeah, that's typically my first go-to. Now, why do I do that? Like, why can't I be a half gla a glass half full girl and somebody be a glass half empty person? We can coexist. Why do I need them to see how see the world through my eyes? Well, because I want to get it right. I want to feel like I'm getting it right. I want it to be mirrored back to me. It's unpleasant. I don't like to be a negative. These are the thoughts, okay? None of these are the thoughts that I, you know, these are the pieces of the justification. That's the word I'm looking. These are the justifications for why I feel like, and it'll be best, they'll be better for them. That's also a wonderful justification. That happens in my brain. And, you know, I've heard lots of times from my clients over the years of, well, if they do it this way, it'll just be better. It'll be better for them. It'll make their lives better. You know, it's again, it's not the same when we've been given consent. Okay, so let's go back to positivity, pep, pep. And the, you know, oh, everything sucks. Right? Glass half full, glass half empty. So for me, there's two reasons. One, it's unpleasant for me to hear about somebody being in that everything sucks. And why is it unpleasant? It's unpleasant for me because I've worked really hard to let go of the world as a shit show and everything sucks in it. And at one point, that's how I moved in the world. And so I'm uncomfortable when somebody else is in that space, which again, that space isn't wrong. When somebody else is moving in the world in that way, I get annoyed and I get angry because I'm afraid that I might be sucked back in. I might get dragged back into the mire, right? And I don't want to be dragged back into the mire. So, you know what? You need to, this is what's happening, all right? None of it is healthy. We're just breaking it down, okay? So it's like then it becomes this whole piece around, I don't want to be brought back into the mire, so I'm going to drag your ass up into the world is sunshine and rainbows, and what's the teachable moment, and how can we learn from this, and blah, 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 blah. Now, I've told myself a lie in my inexperience in that moment that it's in their best interest. It'll help them. It'll make them feel better. The truth is that it'll make me feel better, which is why I'm doing it. Because I'm afraid that I'll end up back in the mire. For me, that's what it feels like. So in that moment, I feel very, very justified in that you need to change, otherwise we can't hang out. Instead, I've been working on you can be who you are and I'm be who I am. And I don't need to fix you. And if you want to stay in that space where the glass is half empty, have at her. And I'm eventually would like to be able to be like, I can be in the same space while somebody is glass half empty, and I can be like, my perspective is glass half full. And we can both exist in the same space and share the same space with each other. But I'm not quite there yet. Remember, I always promised honesty. So, where I am right now is acknowledging that why I get mad at people. And I just say, hey, that's not how I see the world. And I see that's how you see the world. So, that's really hard for me right now because I'm trying to, change my perspective of life. So, we can't really spend time with each other in this state. Which is honest. I didn't make them wrong. There's nothing wrong with them. I'm not trying to pep them into believing that the world is a shiny place filled with rainbows and unicorns and all new possibilities. And I acknowledge that it's my stuff that makes me uncomfortable, which is important. So it's not about them. It really is about me. And I've removed myself from the situation for now because I'm not quite there yet. I ultimately would love to be able to be you be you, I'll be me, and we can be coexist in the same space with each other. And I don't need to fix you, change you, make you who I need you to be so that I can feel comfortable in this engagement. So work in progress. I'll keep you updated on my progress. But it's very powerful in knowing why do we need to change people's behavior? And why do we feel the name? Like, what is it? Why do we need to? Like, before we can just accept people for who they are, meet them where they are at, have relationships that are based on truth and honesty in that moment with each other. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. We can, there's aspects of our relationship that, you know, I very much enjoy. And then there's other aspects of our relationship where we don't really click or we're not really on the same page. And it's okay that we're not on the same page, and that also okay that we don't need to spend time doing those activities or engaging in that way, which is also okay. But we can't do any of that. We can't have true relationships with people, as I've learned over many, many years, if we just keep trying to change people and manage them. Okay? Like, there, you're not even in a relationship with that person. You're in a relationship with the person that you created. It's like you've created this clone of whatever you wanted it to be. It's like a test tube child, not like a, you know, like this. You've made somebody and you're in a relationship with that person. That is not who you're in a relationship with. That's fake. If you want to do that, get a blow up doll. Nothing wrong with blow up dolls, by the way. Have at her. You know, it's a great option. They'll say what you want them to say, stay where you put them, all the things. Okay. Which is beautiful when you want that. However, it's really important that we allow people to be. We ask them what they need. We often seem to think that we know better and that we know what they need because we want them to mirror everybody. That's part of this whole idea that as human beings, we want you to mirror who I am so that I can be okay. You can be okay. You mirror me, I mirror you. And then we're, you know, great. But we're not. We're all special snowflakes that are different from each other. And we're not really enjoying the differences when we manage and change people. Okay. All we are is basically creating a fake relationship. So stop changing people. If you want to be in control, get a subby who's on the same page and wants you to control them, or get a blow up doll. But the rest of the world is not there for you to change and modify so that they do things the way you want them to do them. My loving invitation is to allow people to be who they are and find ways in which to spend time with them. Like I said, my ultimate goal is to be able to spend time not just removing myself from places and situations and activities that, you know, we're not on the same page with, but be able to be in the same space and not be on the same page. That's my ultimate personal growth goal for myself. Like I said, work in progress. But the first step is accepting that everybody can be different. And it doesn't make them wrong, and you don't understand, and that's okay. And allow them to be who they are and to listen. To listen. When somebody tells you what, you know, if you ask somebody, hey, what can I do for you? And they're like, I want you to do nothing. And you're like, what? Do fucking nothing. If they're like, you're like, what can I do for you? You know, something's going on for them. You know, how can I make your day better? And they're like, I'd like a cup of tea. And you're like, what? You need to go for a walk. No, they asked for a cup of tea. Give them a motherfucking cup of tea. Don't drag them for a walk. Why? Because you think they need a walk. The minute you think somebody needs something is a good indicator. Stop it. The minute you're like, oh, that's not how you do that. Stop it. Take a breath. And turn to them and accept them for who they are, where they're at. You can even ask some questions to understand why that works for them the way it does. Again, not because you're trying to control it, not because you're trying to manipulate it, not because you're, but because you're like, oh, okay, I want to see who you are. I want to meet you where you are. I want to see you. How can I see you? Not how can I see the person I want you to be? How can I see who you are? And that doesn't mean that we like, there's a difference between, you know, respecting and accepting and, you know, being not judgmental. It's very different than, you know, you may not like certain aspects. It's okay to not like certain aspects or certain behaviors or certain activities. It's okay to not like them, but it doesn't mean that you have to change them. And if there's enough things that you don't like, maybe they're not a good fit in your life. But again, it's not because there's anything wrong with them. It just isn't a good fit for you. So the first step is to start to realize how much you do that. And for all those people that change their behavior and change their ideas and change how they move in the world because they want to be loved and want to be picked, that's an important part for you to start, stop doing that as well. It's important for you to just be who you are and to be like, hey, this is how I dress. This is how I move. This is what I think. This is the music I like. You need to be who you are. You need to show up as who you are, and the people will pick you for who you are. Because the truth is when you modify and change yourself for somebody else, they're not really picking you anyways, because they don't really know who you are. And once you do that, you have to continually do that in order for them to pick you. And if you end up in a relationship for a really long time, it means that you have to really fake who you are for a really, really long time, or get angry or resentful or these other things that might have to happen. So start off by being who you are. It's okay to say, I don't agree with that, or that's not how I move, or that's interesting. No, thank you. All right, like you need to start the relationships off with that, because the person who tends to be the changer in relationship dynamics, often they're not even aware that they're doing it. It's so ingrained. It's such a defense mechanism. It's usually based out of trauma. Like the more trauma somebody has, the more they tend to control and change the environment around them in order to feel powerful and to feel safe. And so the more trauma that tends to happen, the more that's prevalent. And so they're often not even consciously aware that they are modifying and controlling their environment around them so that they can feel safe. And that includes behaviors and people and circumstances and situations. And so modifying your behavior and circumstances and situations to accommodate that person so that they will pick you never ends well. Dun, dun, dun. It doesn't end well. It doesn't go anywhere good. So it's just as much of a responsibility to not change your behavior and to not modify who you are. I mean, there's a difference between like, okay, so somebody needs, you know, we're talking about slight things like, hey, can you not wear that scent? 'Cause it agitates my nose. Oh, great. Sure. You know, I'll change up my perfume or cologne or shampoo or soap. That's different versus, I'm a vegetarian, so you have to be a vegetarian and you give up meat. Those are two different things. Okay. So, yes. How do you just allow people to be? Life goal, just to be. And how do we spend time and acknowledge who each other is and enjoy the parts that we're on the same page and spend time not away and maybe sometimes not be on the same page and eventually spend time together? Or we need to remove ourselves from each other when we're in that mood or we're in that space or we're in that activity or we're in that social experience. until we can get there, or we may never get there, and that's okay. But the person that you're in relationships with shouldn't be a mini you. You don't want them to mimic who you are so that you feel okay and that you feel safe. Remember, go listen to the episode, I don't understand, and that's okay. All right? Okay. Okie dokie. So I'm very proud of you. I will keep you updated on my progress of being able to be on different pages and still be in the same space, same room. I will update you on how that my progress is going in that department. But remember, you don't have to change people in order to feel safe. Let them be who they are. And again, if there's a not enough space where there's an overlap that you're on the same space with or on the same page, you may not be a good fit, and that's okay. They don't need to be a part of your life. But it's not because they're bad or wrong, and it's not because the way you're doing it is right and the way they're doing it is wrong, and it's not because they're the villain and you're the good guy, and it's not because they're the villain and you're the victim. It's just you're not on the same page and there's not enough, you're not a good fit for one another's in each other's lives. And don't try to change them to so that they can be in your life, because it never works out, ever. The person that changes is resentful. The person that changed them has to constantly be on top of them to keep that behavior going. It becomes a perpetual nagging and anger and resentful and not feeling respected and not feeling loved. And the person who changed feels like you don't respect them, you don't see who they are, they can never do anything good enough. It's just not sexy or happy or healthy in any way whatsoever. So everybody be them, show up as them, accept people for who they are, and relationships will go much easier. Which is very complex. So good luck. You know where I am. You can reach me at empressgaia.com. You can reach me at gaiamorissette.com. And you can always find, you know, reach out to me on my Loyal Fans page, where we can set up a time to support you. Okay. Mwah. Until next time, don't change and don't change others. Everybody, just be who you are. Bye-bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So You would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.